Are you celebrating enough on your health and fitness journey? That's what we're going to be talking about today. And I think you're going to really appreciate this and how I'm going to show you how to do it, because I think we know how to do it, but why don't we do it? And when will we do it? So that's what we're going to be talking about today. My name is Angelo. I'm here to share my health and fitness journey in order to help you get started on your health and fitness journey, or maybe give you some tips and advice that will help you get further on your health and fitness journey. So let's get right into the topic, all right? So why should we be celebrating? And how do we celebrate? And why we know we do it, but we don't do it, okay? So I'm gonna break these down, each one of these. So why should we celebrate? Well, we're so quick at beating ourselves up when it comes to making mistakes, when we don't follow through on something, which leads to us ultimately quitting, because if we focus too much on the negative, we're just gonna beat ourselves up over and over again. Eventually we're gonna say, this isn't for me, and we're gonna walk away. But instead, if we focus more on celebrating our wins and acknowledging our losses, but celebrating our wins, and it could be very simple, then we are gonna set ourselves up for a positive path when it comes to when it gets rough. We're gonna have all this built up positivity in our bank that we can lean on and just say, yeah, okay, one thing went wrong, but you know what? I've done 20 things right. And because of that, we're more likely to be consistent if we reward ourselves for doing things the right way and not so much beating ourselves up. Now, there is one caveat to that. Some people operate on being pushed by negativity. It just is what it is. If you're this person, then by all means, try to figure out ways to motivate yourself by the things that go wrong. But for the majority of us, especially if you're yo-yo dieting, you're probably at the point where like you beat yourself up if you miss one day of eating, if you miss one day of exercise, you're beating yourselves up, and that's not good. So we need to figure out how to celebrate ourselves a lot better than we currently do. Now that we do that, now how can we do that? Well, celebrating can be big or small. It could be like setting a big goal, and then once you achieve it, you do something big. For instance, when I used to do Reach the Beach, which is this like 24-hour relay race, and you were starved. I mean, you were trying to consume as many calories. I think one time I burned like 4,000, 6,000 calories, I can't remember, from one day to the next. And it was just like so much running, so much enjoyment. But by the time you were done, you were like burnt. But I took care of myself beforehand, and I was taking care of myself in during the race. But then after, I was like, after, I'm going all out. I'm talking like milkshake, big burgers, whatever I could get my hands on. I was consuming and eating everything. And that was my reward for working so hard and being so good for so long. The other things you can do is very small things as well. You could do like, if you do so many exercises in a row, that's your goal, then you add a dollar to something. And then once that, like into a piggy bank, and once you accumulate enough money, maybe you're treating yourself to a spa, maybe you're treating yourself to a night out with friends or whatever it is. Maybe you're gonna use that to get yourself a babysitter and have some fun. And it could be a dollar, it could be 50 cents, it could be $10, whatever you want. Like, always do stuff as you're doing it, you get a reward. I remember one person, they did this for finances, but can be applied also to health and fitness, is that they would actually put money aside for every time they did the right thing, and then they would treat themselves with a special coffee that they really wanted. But it was expensive, and it was a frivolous expense, but they saved themselves. We can do the same thing with health and fitness. We can just put that money aside and spend it on something frivolous and just build that into our budgets. But we need to figure out how to do these things in a positive way. Maybe it's just, you know, having a dance party with yourself. I don't know. Like, you got to come up and be creative. And it can be very small, it can be very big. I would say the bigger the goal, the bigger the celebration. The earlier you start, the more celebrations you should do. Meaning like when you start out doing something, like day one, you're going to start doing this health and fitness thing. Day one, you complete it, celebrate. Day three, I don't know, week one, do more celebrations. Then as you get more habit building, because that's what we're looking for. We're looking to build habits and enforce positivity and anchor positive emotions to doing the right things, because then we want to do them more. Then we can start stringing them out a little bit longer, but we should be celebrating as much as we can. Did you get up in the morning and didn't feel like working out, but you still put on your shoes and you went out there and went for a run, or you still did the exercise program? Did you go to a birthday party and you really wanted that ice cream and cake, but you passed it off and you were strong about it and you feel good about it? You want to go and celebrate. Maybe by going and eat that cake and ice cream later on. I don't know. But get what I'm saying? Like, that's what we want to do. Then the next thing we want to do is, how do we stay consistent with it? So we know what the results are if we do it. We know the things that we can do to celebrate. But why don't we do it even though we know all these things? Because this is what you're going to bump up against. The problem is you're trying to decide about it like in the moment. Like you're trying to figure out, how should I celebrate? I want you to move forward. I want you to look forward and plan it out like 2 weeks ahead, right? Start 2 weeks ahead. If you try doing it now and you're trying to figure it out, it's just going to be like chaotic sort of, unless you can really plan like that. So what I suggest is what you can do is start planning it out. Just write it down on a piece of paper or something and just start saying, okay, once I reach 2 months of exercising or doing this habit or eating or whatever it is, then I'm going to celebrate this way. Like, start writing it out, come up with a plan. And once you have the plan set in stone, then put it next to your goals. Hopefully you have your goals written out. Put it next to your goals and just say, once I do these things, then I will, I will take the money and put it aside. I will go out with my friends. I will treat myself to a spa, whatever it is. Here's another one for those who are like negatively bound, right? Who need inspiration negatively, or reverse. Maybe you put like $100 in the bank and you take 100 ones and you put them in there. And every time you don't do something, you take out the dollar, right? One, you're adding the dollar, the other one, or money, the other one you're subtracting. And then at the end of the month, whatever you have left, you get to spend on whatever you want or whatever you decide. So you can do it both ways. You can do it positively or negatively, your choice. But whatever works for you. But you got to plan it out, because if you sit there and try to do it like right now, you're like, oh, Angelo, that's a great idea. Let me go do that right now. And then you're like, okay, tomorrow, tomorrow I'm going to go do some jumping jacks. And if I get that done, then I'm going to celebrate. Okay, perfect. Then you go and do the jumping jacks and you're like, okay, how do I celebrate? It's too much work to think about it. Then you move on and then you don't end up celebrating. So what you need to do is exactly what I'm telling you, is like go 2 weeks out at 2 weeks ahead, plan it out, and then you'll get that going. And then you'll see once you start doing it, then okay, you got a rhythm, you start figuring out maybe this incentive isn't good enough, then you start changing it, start adapting, but make sure you're celebrating as much as you possibly can, okay? That's my advice for you today. I find this very helpful, and which leads me into the health and fitness journey I'm going on. So I made the decision that I am going to try Tim Ferriss's program and for the last 3 pounds that I have left to lose. And typically I wouldn't want to do this. I wouldn't want you to do this quite yet until you feel comfortable with yourself, until you've released your inner goddess or warrior. And with that, then I would say go out there and explore and try different things, even midway, because you'll have that confidence. You'll have the control that you need. But until then, I would say don't do this. Continue with what I'm doing. But I'm going to branch off and see what this is going to do, what this is going to feel like, and if this is actually going to work or not. I have a feeling it's going to, but I just wanted to see for myself. So that's what I'm going to do starting Tuesday. So today I kind of primed my body, and to be honest, it feels a little weird. It actually felt a little weird because I had cheese for the first time in like a long time, and I don't know, it just felt like I was cheating. I think I've gotten so much into the habit now of eating healthy that eating off track actually feels kind of wrong. So that might play my benefit in the long run, because on my cheat days that I get in this new program, or do whatever you want, I forget what they called it in the book, but with that, I feel like it's going to hold me back a little bit from going too far off the block. But I know one thing, I'm going to be eating ice cream, because that's my thing. So yeah, because I do want to test it. I want to test this theory out. I want to test this program out for myself. So I do have to play the game, but I did feel a little like, I don't know. And it wasn't as good as I thought it was. It's funny, as I've been eating healthy, eating bad things actually don't taste as good as it used to. When I was eating bad and ate bad things, it was tasting pretty fine. But now it's like, it's not as good as it used to be. I'm serious. When I drink water now, I feel like there's a sweetness to it. I don't know why. I don't think there's sugar in it, but maybe it's just my water. I don't know. But anyways, that's what I have for today. So if you think this will help somebody, if you believe that if sharing this will help somebody on their health and fitness journey, getting them to celebrate, then please share this. If you're new here, please make sure to follow and subscribe and like and turn on those notifications. I try to be here at 10 p.m. Eastern every day, Monday through Sunday, to help give you a little boost to your day. Also, if you have something that you'd like me to talk about in the future, please let me know, put a comment, and either I'll answer it in the next live or I will do a whole episode on it just for you. Which reminds me, before I end this, because I do want to respond to somebody who asked me a question about distilled water. Is it healthier than regular water? So distilled water, just real quick, maybe I should just make this a different episode. I don't know. Maybe I'll make this a different episode. I won't go into too deep with this, into this one, and make it longer than it already is. So here's what we're going to do. Maybe tomorrow I'll talk about distilled water and how that can help you, or maybe it's not going to help you. But with that, remember, you're only one healthy habit away. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.